All right. And what we are going to do next on the agenda, it does have public hearing, but we do like to hold that until 2 p.m. because that's when we advertise that for the public. So in order to stay on time for our public hearing, in addition to the open forum, we're actually going to move to item number 9 on our agenda, and this is the waterfowl hunting season. And I believe I saw Andrew in with, there he is. And Andrew Norton will be with us today providing the information.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I will be covering several 5-action items regarding waterfowl. Just to start all those items, again, I'm Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator with Game Fish and Parks. So I'll be covering 5 items here. It's just a second reading of these proposals. There's no recommended changes, so no action would be needed on any of these. So hopefully, if you don't mind, I'll go through them fairly quickly. I'll break them into 2 different categories. The first one will be ducks, and the second one will be Canada goose. So the very first action sheet is the duck hunting season. This change was in response to a change in the Federal Register. The proposal is to increase the pintail daily bag from 1 to 3 and decrease the day length of the early blue-winged teal season from 16 to 9 days. Fairly negligible changes, but they are in response to some of the data analysis that they do at the federal level based on population trends in pintail and blue-winged teal. Again, there's no other recommended changes from the department, but in regards to ducks right now, I could take any questions.
Questions for Andrew? Seeing none, we can keep going.
All right, thank you. So moving on, the next, if you don't mind, I'll go through the 4 different proposals all together and then can take questions as a whole because there's no actions needed on any of them. They all reference the Canada goose hunting season, more specifically how Canada geese are hunted in Bennett County. There are 4 different proposals. The first one would be the early fall Canada goose season. That's the September season. Doesn't affect Bennett County at all, but because in the rule Bennett County was referenced, we just needed to remove that because there will no longer be a season specific for Bennett County. Where Canada goose hunting does occur is during the regular goose hunting season, and historically it was referred to as Unit 3. All we're doing now is merging that with Unit 2. That's going to add an additional 31 days of goose hunting opportunity in Bennett County. The next proposal was a special Canada goose hunting season. That was the special season reserved specifically for Bennett County. That would be repealed. And then the last one refers to non-resident licenses. There were 25 tags that were made available for Bennett County because that season would be repealed. Those 25 non-resident licenses would then be merged into the regular non-resident waterfowl 00B unit, going from 9525 licenses to 9550. So no change in overall non-residents, just shifting those licenses to the general unit that would now be created as Bennett County is dissolved into the bigger unit. So with that, again, no action is necessary for any of these waterfowl items. Received relatively little to no public comment as far as I'm aware on the website, and don't need any action today, but certainly open to taking any questions.
Very good. Any questions, comments for Andrew? Seeing none, we'll be back in April to take these up.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.